The word for where?
Doko.
Doko. Good. So if you want to say, where is it, you'd say...
Doko desu ka?
Doko desu ka?
Now, with this marker, de, you can also ask, where did you read it? Where did you buy it? In Japanese, what you're saying is, in where did you buy it? But the marker will come after the question word. So you will say, where, at, where, in, did you buy it? So how would you say, where at did you buy it?
Doko de kaimashita ka?
Doko de kaimashita ka?
And how would you say, where did you read it?
Doko de yomimashita ka?
Yeah.
Doko de yomimashita ka?
So, in English, we simply say, where did you read it? Where did you buy it? But in Japanese, you're saying, where at? Doko de. So you need to put in the marker. How then would you say, where did you eat it? Where at did you eat it?
Doko de tabemashita ka?
Doko de tabemashita ka?
Now, if we bring in ikimashita, to go, I went, we don't say doko de ikimashita ka, because we're not saying where at did you go. We want to say where to did you go. So what would be the marker, where to did you go?
Ni?
Ni. Good. So if you wanted to say where to?
Doko ni.
Doko ni. Good. So where to did you go?
Doko ni ikimashita ka?
Doko ni ikimashita ka?
Think of where to did you go being like the old English, whither did you go, where to. So, where to did you go?
Doko ni ikimashita ka?
Doko ni ikimashita ka?
I went there. I went to there.
Soko ni ikimashita.
Soko ni ikimashita.
I went to Japan.
Nihon ni ikimashita.
Nihon ni ikimashita.
I went to Tokyo.
Tokyo ni ikimashita.
Tokyo ni ikimashita.
If you want to say that you went nowhere, to nowhere, you keep the question word doko ni with its marker ni, doko ni, and you add mo to it. So the whole phrase is doko ni mo.
Doko ni mo.
So nowhere, to nowhere, is
doko ni mo.
Doko ni mo.
What's important to remember about doko ni mo is that you must always use it with the verb in the negative. In other words, you're saying, I didn't go nowhere. In English, this would be a double negative. In other words, I went somewhere, I didn't go nowhere. But in Japanese, it simply means, I didn't go anywhere. But you use doko ni mo with the negative. So, I didn't go anywhere. Doko ni mo ikimasen deshita. Think about doko ni mo ikimasen deshita as meaning I didn't go to nowhere or I didn't go to anywhere. So, how would you say I didn't go anywhere? I didn't go to anywhere.
Doko ni mo ikimasen deshita.
Doko ni mo ikimasen deshita.
And if you want to ask the question, where did he go? You would say,
Doko ni ikimashita ka?
Doko ni ikimashita ka?
He didn't go anywhere.
Doko ni mo ikimasen deshita.
Doko ni mo ikimasen deshita.
And then if you wanted to ask the question, where are you going tomorrow?
Ashita doko ni ikimasu ka?
Ashita doko ni ikimasu ka?
I'm not going anywhere.
どこにも行けません。
どこにも行きません。
Be careful to say 行きません、not 行けません。行きません。
行きません。
We learnt the word sleepy, and we had the image, I get sleepy, but never moody. What was the word for sleepy?
眠い。
Yeah, and I am sleepy?
眠いです。
眠いです。
I am sleepy, so I'm not going anywhere.
眠いですから、どこにも行きません。
眠いですから、どこにも行きません。
I am sleepy, so I'm not going anywhere today. Today, we linked it with Tokyo, a city that's got its toe in today. So, I'm sleepy, so...
眠いですから。
I'm not going anywhere today. Today, nowhere, not going.
今日は nowhere next.
Yeah.
どこにも。I'm going.
I'm not.
I'm not、yes. going. 行きません。
Good. If you say 今日は, it's not incorrect, but what you're doing is highlighting that I'm not sleepy. So today, I'm not going anywhere, but maybe you'll go tomorrow. So it's not incorrect, but if you simply want to say I'm sleepy, so I'm not going anywhere today, without highlighting today,How would you do that?
Just 今日.
今日, without the 和.
眠いですから、今日どこにも行きません。
We also use the time expression for this evening. What was that?
今晩.
And we have the question word, why. What was the question word, why?
どうして.
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 Good.
どうして?
So if you wanted to ask the question, why are you not going anywhere tonight? You would say, why? Time expression, tonight. Nowhere, not going. And then your question mark. So how would you say that? Why are you not going anywhere tonight?
どうして今晩どこにも行きませんか?
どうして今晩どこにも行きませんか?
And you give your reason, because I'm sleepy.
眠いです。
And your reason?
眠いですから。
Good.
眠いですから。
And if you then wanted to change that into the future tense, there's no change actually needed. So if you wanted to say, why won't you go anywhere tomorrow? You would say,
明日、どこにも行きませんか?
And your why?
どうして?
Good. So,
どうして、明日、どこにも行きませんか?
どうして、明日、どこにも行きませんか?
And notice as well that you can say どうして and then the time expression, or you can put the time expression and then どうして. AndYour reply would be, because I'm sleepy.
眠いですから。
眠いですから。
The question word, what? What is that word?
何?
何? So, if you wanted to ask, what are you doing? How would you say that?
何をしますか?
So you have the marker, or, after 何.
何をしますか?
And if you want to say, I'm doing nothing, you take away the marker or, and in its place, you put も. So you add も to the question word 何. So before we had どこにも, we added も to どこに. Now we're adding も to 何 to say nothing. So how would you say nothing?
何も。
何も。
And it's the same as with nowhere. You need to put the verb into the negative. So if you want to say, I do nothing, in Japanese, you are literally saying, I don't do nothing. You're using a double negative. I don't do nothing. So how would you say, I do nothing? So you take the what word, you add your mo, and then you want the negative of to do, to say, I do nothing.
何もしません。
何もしません。
And notice that with the 何も, you no longer need the marker or. In this case, the も has taken the place of or. So we simply say 何もしません. We don't need any other marker. So how would you say, I eat nothing?
何も食べません。
何も食べません。
And whereas in English we have two ways of saying that, I eat nothing or I don't eat anything, it's covered by 何も食べません. So how would you say, I don't eat anything?
何も食べません。
何も食べません。
I read nothing.
何も読みません。
何も読みません。
And if we put it into the past, we need the past negative. How does the past negative end?
ませんでした。
ませんでした。So we want to say, I drank nothing.
何も飲みませんでした。
何も飲みませんでした。
And she did nothing. Bringing in she, flagging up the fact that it was she that did nothing.
彼女は何もしませんでした。
彼女は何もしませんでした。
And yesterday she did nothing.
昨日彼女は何もしませんでした。
昨日彼女は何もしませんでした。
昨日 is a long sound. No, 昨日。
昨
日。昨日。
If you want to ask the question, what did she do? Then we get our question word back again as it was before. So how would you say, what did she do?
何をしました?
And it's a question.
何をしましたか?
何をしましたか?
And if you want to make it clear that it's she that you're referring to, what did she do?
彼女は何をしましたか。
彼女は何をしましたか。
And what did she do yesterday? How would you say that?
昨日彼女は何をしましたか。
昨日彼女は何をしましたか?
And you reply, yesterday, she did nothing.
昨日何もしませんでした。
昨日何もしませんでした。
And it's not necessary for 彼女は to be repeated because we've established that we're talking about she, so we don't need to say it again.And if you wanted to ask the question for the future, tomorrow, what will you do?
明日、あなたは何をしますか?
明日、あなたは何をしますか?
I will do nothing. Now with nothing, we take the question word 何, and we attach to it も, and then we simply say don't do or will not do. So nothing,will not do.
何もしません。
何もしません。
And then if we bring in the name of a person, how would we say Mrs. Tanaka in Japanese?
Tanaka-san.
And if you wanted to ask something about Mrs. Tanaka, yesterday, what did Mrs. Tanaka eat?
昨日、Tanaka-san は何を食べましたか?
昨日、田中さんは何を食べましたか?
And you want to reply, yesterday, she ate nothing.
昨日、何も食 食べませんでした。
昨日何も食べませんでした。
If we bring a couple of contrast sentences into this, when we do our contrast, we say but. What's but in Japanese?
が。
And if we're contrasting two different times, how do we flag up or highlight our second time expression? What do we need after it?
わ。
わ。So if you were to say, yesterday I did nothing, but today I will work. So start with, yesterday I did nothing, but.
昨日何もしませんでしたが。
Today I will work.
今日は仕事をします。
Good. And 今日は today I will work. So, yesterday I did nothing, but today I will work.
昨日何もしませんでしたが、今日は仕事をします。
And if we bring back in nowhere to nowhere, how would you say that?
どこも。
A little
どこにも。
どこにも。So, where to, and the mo at the end. どこにも。So, if we bring in nowhere, yesterday he went nowhere, but tomorrow he will go to London.
昨日、どこにも行きませんでした。
But?
行きませんでしたが。
Yeah. Tomorrow, highlighting it.
明日は?
London to, he will go.
London に行きます。
So, you've said, yesterday he went nowhere, but tomorrow he will go to London.
昨日どこにも行きませんでしたが、明日はロンドンに行きます。
We're not saying 彼は here because we are assuming that we know who we're talking about. If we need to make it clear, we can also add 彼は。Yesterday I ate nothing, but today I want to eat sushi. How do you say I want to eat?
食べたいです。
So, yesterday I ate nothing, but...
昨日何も食べましたが?
And we need the negative.
食べませんでしたが?
Good. But today I want to eat sushi.
今日は寿司を食べたいです。
昨日何も食べませんでしたが、今日は寿司を食べたいです。
How would you say, I watched?
見ました。
And how would you say, I watched this?
これを見ました。
これを見ました。
Yesterday I watched this, but...Today I am sleepy.
昨日これを見ましたが、今日は眠いです。
Good.
昨日これを見ましたが、今日は眠いです。
Yesterday I watched this, but today I am sleepy, so I won't watch anything. Let's just try I won't watch anything.
I won't watch nothing.
That's right. And the nothing comes originally from what?
Nani.
Yeah. And we
so add... it's nothing I won't watch.
That's right.
Nani mo mimasen.
Nani mo mimasen.
Yesterday I watched this, but today I am sleepy, so I won't watch anything. Let's just try. Yesterday I watched this, but...
Kino...これを見ましたが?
Today I am sleepy, so...
今日は眠いです。
So...
から、so it should be... 今日は眠いですから。
I won't watch anything. Nothing I won't watch.
何も見ません。
Well done.
昨日これを見ましたが、今日は眠いですから、何も見ません。
And when you say yesterday,
昨日
Do you want to try that?
昨日
昨日。
So, let's bring back the time expressions that we used with weeks. So how did you say every week?
毎週。
And last week, with the sensible shoes being last week's fashion?
先週。
And next week, with the rice shoes being the next fashion?
来週。
Okay, so last week I went to London.
先週、ロンドンに行きました。
Last week I went to London, but today I'm tired.
先週、ロンドンに行きましたが、今日は眠いです。
Last week I went to London, but today I'm tired, so I'm not going anywhere.
先週、ロンドンに行きましたが、今日は眠いですから、どこにも行きません。
Well done.
先週、ロンドンに行きましたが、今日は眠いですから、どこにも行きません。
We've learnt the marker de, which tells you the location or the place where something happened or where you do something.So, if you wanted to say, at a hotel, you would say,
ホテルで。
We also learnt the word for home, and the key to that was, ooh, chintz curtains, very homely. What was the word for home?
うち。
うち。
So, if you wanted to say, at home, you would say,
うちで。
That's right.And if you wanted to say, I eat at home, you would say,
うちで食べます。
And if you wanted to say, at the department store, you would say,
デパートで。
I buy it at the department store. There's no it in Japanese. I buy at the department store.
デパートで買います。
デパートで買います。
で、The marker de has a second meaning. It means by or with, as in the implement or the transport that you do something by. So, with a pen or by train. Now, there's a crossover with the with that we've already used. We had with him. How did we say with him?
彼と。
So,To is with in the sense of in the company of, and de is with in the sense of by means of. The word for chopsticks is
hashi.
And if you want to think of a way of remembering that, has she got chopsticks? Hashi. So how would you say by means of chopsticks, with chopsticks?
Hashi de.
And if you wanted to say,I eat by means of chopsticks. I eat with chopsticks.
箸で食べます。
箸で食べます。
The Japanese also use knives and forks. The word for knife is
knife.
So how would you say knife?
Knife.
And how would you say by means of a knife, with a knife?
Knife で。
ナイフで。
And the word for fork is?
フォーク。
And I eat by means of a fork. I eat with a fork.
フォークで食べます。
フォークで食べます。
If you want to say knife and fork, you've used to mean with, but it also means and. So you can say knife and fork with in the middle. How would you say knife and fork?
Knife to fork.
Knife to fork.
And by means of knife and fork, or with a knife and fork, how would you say that?
Knife to fork de.
Knife to fork de.
We've now learnt two words for and in Japanese.We've also learnt one when we were building up sentences. What was that and?
そして
Good. This そして is used when you want to link two sentences together. So when you want to link two actions, you can say sushi を食べます I eat sushi. そしてビールを飲みます And I drink beer. But if you want to link two items, two nouns together, then you use と So ナイフとフォーク How would you say I eat with chopsticks? I eat by means of chopsticks.
箸で食べます。
箸で食べます。
We've used it in two different ways. We're using it now to say by means of 箸で. And we used it previously to say in a place, at a place. 東京で, in Tokyo. So if you wanted to say I eat with chopsticks,At home, how would you say that?
箸で、うちで、食べます。
箸で、うちで、食べます。
And as long as the markers are in the right place after the correct noun, then the order is flexible. How would you say, he eats with a knife and fork, and you want to make it clear that it's he who eats with a knife and fork?
彼はナイフとフォーク、フォークで、食べます。
彼はナイフとフォークで食べます。
He eats that with a knife and fork. How would you say that?
彼はそれをナイフとフォークで食べます。
彼はそれをナイフとフォークで食べます。
And as long as you have your doer of the action before the item that is done to, then the order after that can be flexible with the verb at the end. We've used the marker の to link places and items together that belong to each other. How would you say a restaurant in Tokyo, meaning a Tokyo restaurant?
東京のレストラン。
レストラン。
東京のレストラン。
If you wanted to say, I eat with chopsticks in a Tokyo restaurant, how would you say that?
箸で東京のレストラン食べます。
And you need a marker after the restaurant.
Yeah, restaurant を。Oh no.
If you say restaurant or tabemas,、mm. it sounds as if you're eating the restaurant.
Oh.
So if you're eating at the restaurant.、
Mm. Yeah, another yeah, de.
Good.
So restaurant de tabemas.
That's right.
箸で東京のレストランで食べます。
I eat sushi with chopsticks at a Tokyo restaurant. How would you say that?
箸で東京のレストランで寿司を食べます。
Good.
箸で東京のレストランで寿司を食べます。
You'll often hear the word 箸, chopsticks, as お箸. お箸 is a more polite version of chopsticks, and you'll hear it in polite company. So this sound お at the beginning of certain words makes them more polite.So how would you say, if you wanted to be polite, she eats with chopsticks?
彼女はお箸で食べます。
彼女はお箸で食べます。
Other words that you might hear or use more politely, お寿司、お酒. So how would you say, she eats sushi with chopsticks, if you were being polite?
彼女はお寿司箸で。
And the お寿司, the sushi is the item that's being eaten, so it has a marker.
お寿司を箸で。
And if you wanted to make the word chopsticks more polite, you would say...
Oh, twice.
Yeah.
お箸で食べます。
彼女はお寿司をお箸で食べます。
You can also say...彼女は寿司を箸で食べます。 And that is still polite, but by adding o to certain words, you're just being that little bit more polite. So we've used the verb to go. How did we say to go?
行きます.
And then if you want to talk about the transport that you go by, the means by which you go, you will then use the marker
で.
で, after the transport. So the word for train, remembering the poor man who lost his dentures, what's the word for train?
電車.
So how would you say, I go by train?
電車で行きます.
How would you say, I go to London by train?
電車で行きます.
And if you wanted to make it clear that it's I that go by train to London, how would you say that?
私は電車でロンドンに行きます.
And it's equally fine to say 私はロンドンに電車で行きます. As long as you have the markers in the right place, then the order of to London by train can be reversible. The word for bus in Japanese is basu.
Basu.
So obviously it comes from the English originally and has had the extra vowel sound added to the end and a more of a softer a sound at the beginning, basu. So how would you say by bus?
Basu de.
Basu de.
And if you want to say I go by bus,
basu de ikimasu.
Basu de ikimasu.
And if you wanted to say I go to London by bus,
London ni basu de ikimasu.
And when you say bus, basu.
Basu.
London ni basu de ikimasu.
And if you want to say I go there by bus,
そこにバスで行きます。
そこにバスで行きます。
You may have noticed that our students are tending to go down at the end of their sentences, so they're saying mass, as we would with European languages go down at the end of a sentence. Whereas Mickey, our native speaker, speaks in a very level way without going down at the end. Japanese doesn't tend to have much stress in it, whereas naturally, as English speakers, we're used to putting stress into words. However, you don't need to worry about this because it won't change what you're saying and you will still be understood. We're now going to use another verb, the verb to come, which is
来ます.
It's simply a shortened version of 行きます, if you want to think of it that way. So 行きます, to go, drop the E from the beginning and you have
来ます,
to come. So how would you say, he comes to the restaurant?
彼はレストランに来ます。
彼はレストランに来ます。
She comes to the hotel. How would you say that?
ホテルに来ます。
ホテルに来ます。
And if you wanted to make it clear that it's she who's coming to the hotel,
彼女はホテルに
行きます. And she's coming to the hotel.
Oh. 彼女はホテルに来ます.
彼女はホテルに来ます.
And then if you wanted to say she comes to the hotel by taxi, taxi is an English adapted word. It sounds in Japanese,
takushi.
So you've got a she at the end, takushi. So she comes to the hotel by taxi.
彼女はタクシーでホテルに来ます。
彼女はタクシーでホテルに来ます。
And of course, you could have reversed the order and said 彼女はホテルにタクシーで来ます。What is the word for friend?
友達。
And if you wanted to say with a friend, how would you say that?
That's de again, is it? No, to.
To, good. So de is by means of, and to is with, as in with a person. So she comes to the hotel with a friend. How would you say that?
彼女は友達とホテルに来ます。
彼女は友達とホテルに来ます。
How would you say, she comes to the hotel by taxi with a friend? And the important thing here is that your order can be fairly flexible as long as we've got the person doing the action at the beginning and the kimas at the end, the verb at the end. But the other information, to the hotel, by taxi, and with a friend, can be fairly flexible. So, she comes to the hotel by taxi with a friend.
彼女は友達とタクシーでホテルに来ます。
彼女は友達とタクシーでホテルに来ます。
The verb to speak in Japanese is 話します。
話します。
When Hana speaks, I shiver. 話し、話します。I speak.
話します。
話します。
And he speaks when we want to make it clear who it is that's speaking.
彼は話します。
彼は話します。
And I speak when we want to make it clear that it's 私, I, who's speaking.
私は話します。
私は話します。
And then if you want to say she speaks on the phone, what you're saying is she speaks by means of the phone. So what was the word for phone?
Dencha.
And that was train with the dentures. It starts the same because they both mean electric. But the white...
Denwa.
Denwa. So if you wanted to say, she speaks by means of a phone, so she speaks on the phone, how would you say that?
彼女は電話で話します。
彼女は電話で話します。
And if you wanted to say he speaks on the phone, he speaks by means of the phone, how would you say that?
彼は電話で話します。
彼は電話で話します。
He speaks with his friend on the phone. What you're saying is, he speaks in the company of his friend by means of the phone. How would you do that?
彼は電話で友達と話します。
彼は電話で友達と話します。
And it's also fine to say 友達と電話で. You can do it in that order as well. The word for parents, we talked about Leo with his long shins that he inherited from his parents. What was the word for parents?
両親
So, how would you say, I speak with my parents on the phone?
両親と電話で話します。
両親と電話で話します。
And if you want to reverse that, how would you say, my parents speak with me on the phone? With me. We've used...With a friend, 友達と. We've used with him, 彼と. We've got the word for I, 私. What do you think with me is going to be?
私と.
私と. So, 私 as well as being I can take on the English meaning me when it has と following it. We've also had 私の meaning my. So, it's what you add after 私.Which gives it its meaning. So, 私と, with me. So, how would you say, my parents speak with me on the phone?
両親は私と電話で話します。
両親 私と電話で話します。
We've added the word or to the front of certain items, or hashi, to be more polite. We can also do that with telephone or denwa, if we want to be a little more polite, especially when we're talking to older people or people of higher status. So if you wanted to say, she speaks on the phone, and to show more politeness, how would you say that?
彼女はお電話で話します。
彼女はお電話で話します。
And if you wanted to talk in the past tense with 話します, how would you say he spoke on the phone?
彼はお電話で話しました。
彼はお電話で話しました。
We've talked about my parents, 両親. When you refer to someone else's parents, your parents,or his parents, what do you say?
ご両親。
ご両親。
So how would you say, I speak with his parents on the phone?
彼のご両親と話します。
And it's 彼のご両親。
ご両親。
彼のご両親と話します。
How did you say to make a phone call? We've just been talking about speaking on the phone, but we've used a separate verb to say, I make a phone call. How did we do that?
します.
Good. So the whole phrase would be, I make a phone call.
電話で.
When we're simply saying, I make a phone call, we're not saying by means of.
So just 電話.
And the marker then is.
電話を.します。
電話をします。
So in other words, 電話で話します means to speak on the phone, and 電話をします is to make a phone call. But you can also make your language a little more polite by adding お to 電話. So how would you say he makes a phone call?
彼はお電話をします。
彼はお電話をします。
And he made a phone call, being more polite.
彼はお電話を
And he made.
しました。
彼はお電話をしました。
If we're doing two actions at the same time, we can easily express this in Japanese by replacing the mass ending of the first action with the word ながら。
ながら.
If you want to say, for example, I eat while I talk, you would say, 食べながら話します. How would you say, I drink while I talk?
飲みながら話します.
飲みながら話します.
And I read while I eat.
読みながら食べます.
読みながら食べます。
And I eat while I watch.
食べながら見ます。
食べながら見ます。
And how would you say, I eat while I watch TV? Treat the two sides of the phrase separately. So I eat while, and then TV, I watch.
食べながらテレビを見ます。
食べながらテレビを見ます。
And the word for film, what was that?
映画.
So, I eat while I watch a film. In other words, I eat while film I watch.
食べながら映画を見ます。
食べながら映画を見ます。
And if you want to make it clear that it's I who's doing the action, I eat while I watch a film, how would you say that?
私は食べながら映画を見ます。
私は食べながら映画を見ます。
what we're saying in Japanese, the equivalent in English, is either I eat while I watch, or we might say more naturally, I eat while watching, but it's covered by this nagara. So if you wanted to say, I eat sushi while watching a film, what would you say?
Sushi o tabe nagara, eiga o mimasu.
Good.
Sushi o tabe nagara, eiga o mimasu.
And if you wanted to make it clear that it is I who is doing the action, I eat sushi while watching a film, what would you say?
Watashi wa sushi o tabe nagara, eiga o mimasu.
Watashi wa sushi o tabe nagara, eiga o mimasu.
How did we say to play golf?
Gorufu shimasu.
The marker.
Gorufu o shimasu.
Good. So, I speak, I talk, while playing golf.
Hanashi nagara gorufu o shimasu.
Hanashi nagara gorufu o shimasu.
And if we want to make it clear that I talk while playing golf, what would you say?
Watashi wa hanashi nagara gorufu o shimasu.
Watashi wa hanashi nagara gorufu o shimasu.
I speak with my friend. In the company of my friend, I speak with my friend while playing golf.
Watashi wa tomodachi to hanashi nagara gorufu o shimasu.
Watashi wa tomodachi to hanashi nagara gorufu o shimasu.
The word for to work, how did you say that?
Shigoto shimasu.
And with our marker?
Shigoto shimasu.
And with the goto ending with an o sound and then the marker being o, you can slide them together.
Shigoto shimasu.
So, I drink while working. How would you say that?
Watashi wa nomi nagara shigoto shimasu.
Watashi wa nomi nagara shigoto shimasu.
How would you say, I drink coffee while working, and coffee has a long coffee.
Coffee o nomi nagara, shigoto o shimasu.
Coffee o nomi nagara, shigoto o shimasu.
What was the word for home? We learnt an image of, chintz curtains, very homely.
Uchi.
Uchi. And if you were to say at home, the place where the action happens, which marker would you use?
Uchi de.
So if you want to say, I drink coffee while working at home, how would you do that?
Kohi o nomi nagara uchi de shigoto o shimasu.
Coffee を飲みながら、うちで仕事をします。
The word for wine in Japanese is taken directly from English and is
wine.
So, if you want to say, I drink wine, what would you say?
Wine を飲みます。
Wine を飲みます。
And if you want to say, I drink wine while talking, you would say,
Wine o nomi nagara
I talk.
Hanashimasu.
Wine o nomi nagara hanashimasu.
Something important to understand about nagara, it can only be the same person doing both actions. So you can't say, I drink coffee while my friend works. It's always the same person doing both actions. You can also talk about actions that you did in the past. And all you need to do that, is change the final verb into the past tense. So, hanashimasu in the past tense would be
hanashimashita.
So, the nagara part stays exactly the same. It's only the last verb that tells us that it's in the past tense. So if you were to say, I drank wine while talking, what would you say?
Wine wo nomi nagara hanashimashita.
Wine wo nomi nagara hanashimashita.
So although in English we've said I drank wine, in fact, it's the hanashimashita at the end that has become the past tense. But the whole sentence is in the past tense by making the final verb, mashita. If you wanted to say, I drank while working, what would you say?
Nomi nagara shigoto shimasu.
And it's the past tense?
Oh, shigoto wo shimashita.
Nomi nagara shigoto wo shimashita.
The English equivalent of what you're saying here is I drank while I worked. But in Japanese, it's only the last verb that needs to have the past tense, and it's the first verb that has nagara attached to it. And if you had said shigoto wo shinagara nomimashita, I worked while I drank, that is also fine. The actions are simultaneous, so if you do say the other verb first, you're not wrong. But the first verb is the one that always has nagara. So if you were to say, I drank wine while watching the TV, what you're saying is, in English, I drank wine while I watched the TV. The second verb is, I watched the TV. So this is the verb that'll be in the past tense. The first verb, I drank wine, is the one which will have nagara attached to it. So the order in which you'll say that is wine, drink, while, TV, watched. How would you say that? So I drank wine while I watched the TV.
Wine wo nomi nagara terebi wo mimashita.
Wine wo nomi nagara terebi wo mimashita.
And I ate sushi while I watched TV. So sushi, eat, while, TV, watched. I ate sushi while watching, while I watched TV.
Sushi wo tabe nagara terebi wo mimashita.
Sushi wo tabe nagara terebi wo mimashita.
We've used the word for Japan, which is
Nihon.
Nihon. If you want to talk about Japanese language, you attach the word for language to the end of the country. And you do that for any country if you want to talk about its language. The word for language is go. Now, we have come across go, which we've put in front of ryōshin to say your parents. But this is a different go, and its meaning is language. Think about it this way. When you speak languages, you can go far. So if you wanted to say Japanese language, what would you say? You put the go after the country.
Nihongo.
Nihongo.
The word for France in Japanese is taken directly from the French word and sounds like this.
France.
So how would you say French, as in French language?
フランス語.
フランス語.
We've been using the word hanashimas to mean speak or talk. If you want to say he speaks Japanese, you say 日本語を話します. So the marker you're using is o, because the language, the Japanese, is the item that has been done to. So how would you say he speaks Japanese?
日本語を話します.
日本語を話します.
And because it's the go is an O ending, you can slide the marker O into it.
日本語を話します.
And if you wanted to say he speaks French, how would you say that?
フランス語を話します.
話します.
The word for English in Japanese is eigo. The first part of eigo, A, approximates the first letter for England, E. This is how it sounded to the Japanese when English traders first arrived in Japan hundreds of years ago. So it became eigo.
Eigo.
How would you say English?
Eigo.
Eigo.
So if you wanted to say he speaks English, you would say
eigo hanashimasu.
Eigo hanashimasu.
When you want to say, he doesn't do something, she doesn't do something, you change the mas. What is the ending for, I don't do, he doesn't do?
Masen.
So if you wanted to say, he doesn't speak Japanese, what would you say?
Nihongo hanashimasen.
And it's our friend Hannah.
Hanashimasen.
Nihongo wo hanashimasen.
And how would we say he doesn't speak French?
Furansu go wo hanashimasen.
Furansu go wo hanashimasen.
And if we bring back in our word for while, nagara, we might want to say he speaks Japanese while he plays golf. How would we say he speaks Japanese while he plays golf?
Nihongo o hanashinagara gorufu o shimasu.
Nihongo o hanashinagara gorufu o shimasu.
The word for relax, what was that?
Relax o shimasu.
Good. So how would you say he speaks English while he relaxes?
Eigo go. Do you need to say go twice? Because is eigo England?
No, what it is that the first sound, A, is the sound that the Japanese heard for England. It was as close as they could hear hundreds of years ago. So they attached A to their Japanese word for language. So it became eigo. So he speaks English while he relaxes.
Eigo hanashinagara
relaxes.
Relaxo shimasu.
Eigo hanashinagara relaxu o shimasu.
If we bring back in the marker by means of, how would you say by means of the phone?
Denwa de.
Denwa de.
I speak Japanese on the phone. How would you say that?
Denwa de Nihongo o hanashimasu.
Denwa de Nihongo o hanashimasu.
And he speaks English on the phone. We want to make it clear that he speaks English on the phone.
Kare wa eigo denwa o.
And it's by means of the phone.
Denwa de hanashimasu.
Kare wa eigo o denwa de hanashimasu.
Now we've talked about speaking Japanese, speaking English. It's also possible to say speak in English. You actually have the means to say that. What you're saying when you say speak in English is by means of English. So how would you say by means of English? Which marker would you need to use?
De.
De. So by means of English?
Eigo de.
Eigo de.
And by means of Japanese?
Nihon de.
And we're saying Japanese, so we're adding the...
Oh, Nihongo de.
Nihongo de.
Now, although I'm saying by means of, more naturally in English, we would say in. The difference between using the marker o and de is Nihongo hanashimasu would be I speak Japanese. Nihongo de hanashimasu would mean I speak in Japanese. There's really very, very little difference. But the point is that you could use either of those markers and you slightly change what you're saying. So let's just focus on speaking in a language using de. I speak in Japanese. How would you say that?
日本語で話します。
日本語で話します。
I speak in English.
英語で話します。
英語で話します。
And if you simply wanted to say, I speak English, you would say,
英語を話します。
英語を話します。
What was the word but?
が。
So, how would you say, I speak English, but I speak in Japanese with Mr. Tanaka? Mr. Tanaka would be...
Tanaka-san.
And when it's with Mr. Tanaka, as in the company...
Tanaka-santo.
That's right. So, to put that all together, I speak English, but I speak in Japanese with Mr. Tanaka. How would you do that?
英語を話します。
But?
が。
With Mr. Tanaka, I speak in Japanese.
Tanaka さんと日本語を。
And in Japanese, 日本語。So by means of Japanese.
日本語で話します。
英語を話しますが、田中さんと日本語で話します。
And if you wanted to say, I speak Japanese, but with my friends, I speak in English, how would you say that?
日本語を話しますか?友達と英語で話します。
日本語を話しますが、友達と英語で話します。
And if you wanted to encourage your Japanese friends to talk to you in Japanese, how would you ask, shall we speak in Japanese? How do we say, shall we?
Mashou.
And we're asking a question.
Mashouka.
Mashouka. So how would you ask your friends, shall we speak in Japanese?
Nihongo.
And we're going to speak in Japanese, so by means
Nihongo
of Japanese.
Nihongo de hanashishouka.
And it's mashō.
Hanashimashō ka.
Do you want to try that again?
Nihongo de hanashimashō ka.
Nihongo de hanashimashō ka.
I can point out, though, that it's fine to say Nihongo o hanashimashō ka, because you're saying, shall we speak in Japanese? So either would be okay. And how would you say to your Japanese friends,Shall we speak in English?
英語で話しましょうか?
英語で話しましょうか?